from Lake Sinisippi to Big Green and everything in between. We're talking about what's happening in your hometown. This is Hometown Today on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
Good morning and welcome into Hometown Today on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. Wally Lukashensky with Cale Zomer up in the WBEV studio with you this morning. And Hometown Today is presented by Professional Floor Covering. It's also brought to you by McKinstry's Home Furnishings in downtown Beaver Dam. Got to tell you guys a little bit about Randy and his team this morning over there with Professional Floor Covering, because they are here to help you design the perfect space. They have over 1,000 samples of carpet, LVP, hardwood, tile, area rugs, and window finishings, but it is so much more than floors. They have a wide selection of kitchen and bathroom countertops, cabinets, tile, shower inserts, and more. And I love talking to countertops. You hear me do it all the time. But whether it's your kitchen or your bathroom, that material, the color, and the pattern of a countertop, they're all going to play a major role in how a remodel will turn out, whether that is your kitchen or your bathroom. They offer a wide, large selection of quartz, granite, marble, and laminate countertops. And they're here to help you find the perfect one that fits both your lifestyle and your design. Professional Floor Covering is an Abbey Design Center. You can find them at 713 Park Avenue in Beaver Dam or online at proflr.com. And I am joined this morning, and you can see if you're watching on Daily Dodge TV right now, Roger Knoll. By the way, Roger's wearing the ESPN Beaver Dam hat. Huge, appreciate that. It looks good, Roger.
Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely.
I wore it just for you.
Well, you know what? I'll take that. I just like to imagine you're walking around the streets with it all the time.
Well, sometimes.
I can take sometimes. That's a good place to start. Well, we have Roger Knoll. He's a local historian right here. And you have a program that's coming up that you're going to be doing right over at the library. And I'd love to dive into that a little bit, because I think some people are familiar about a mural that's been happening around in the area. And it sounds like it kind of sparked something for you to start a project like this. Can you tell us a little bit about it?
Sure. Just recently, Stephen Bennett produced two mural portraits on the Family Center. One, Matty Horn, which is who I'm going to be talking about today, and Robert Romprey. I've had a lot of people come up to me and ask questions about Matty Horn. So I thought I would just do a presentation on her.
That's really smart. Well, so I'm not from the area initially. So Matty Horn, I hadn't heard about her until this mural came out. For other people out there that might not be like speed skaters or Olympics or anything, I acknowledge that. Can you tell us a little bit about who this woman was or is?
Sure. Matty was not born in Beaver Dam. She was born in Michigan, but they moved here when she was 1 year old. So I think we can call her a Beaver Dam person.
I think you got to give her credit.
And her dad ran a cheese factory here in town at Buckhorn Corners. And Matty would, right behind the cheese factory was the Beaver Dam Lake. And so she got her first experience skating there. She really didn't get competitive until years later when she was attending Wayland. And they flooded the tennis courts during the winter time, and she practiced there. These are not the tennis courts that currently exist at
sure.
Wayland. These were actually on Prospect and University. They were sited there at the time. So Matty decided to actually leave Wayland to concentrate on her skating. At this time, Tahoe Park was being taken over by the Kiwanis Club, and they were able to, you know, clear off snow and provide a skating area there. But unfortunately, Beaver Dam did not have any kind of skating support. And initially, she had to go over to Oconomowoc.
Oh, wow.
That's
a trek.
Yeah. And she skated for the Oconomowoc speed skating She wasn't a figure skater. She was a speed skater. And what's amazing back then is that they didn't have the, you know, two people skating at one time and competing that way. In those days, everybody lined up, and you know, it could be 15 to 20 people lined up on the starting line, and they all just made a beeline for the first curve. And usually, if you weren't like one or two or three,
you weren't getting there.
Half of the field was thrown off the ice rink. And what's interesting too about that time is that you did not compete in like one event and really concentrate on it. You competed in every one of them, both the sprints and the long distance runs. So Maddie, after a while, and not a long time, Beaver Dam started a speed skating association and was sponsored by Monarch Range Company. And so she began competing, early as like 1932.
Wow.
Competing. She had, you know, limited success because she was a pretty young lady at the time. But then she developed, the current champion, what would be called the national champion, dubbed Maddie to be the her successor. And Maddie went on to be national champion three times, in 37, 39, and 40. She would have won in 38, but she went over to Europe to compete in the world championships. And then in 1940, she was selected to be on the Olympic. She was the only woman speed skater to be selected on the Olympic team. And literally, as they were getting on the boat to go over to Europe, they were informed that the Olympics had been canceled.
I was just going to ask if they actually did the Olympics with the war.
Yeah, they didn't. It was canceled because of the war.
Okay, so they're getting ready to literally go overseas, get ready for this event, and they're getting calls. Hey, you know what? There's U-boats out there. We're not even doing this thing.
Exactly.
Yeah, let's stay home and keep you safe.
Right.
Wow, that's unbelievable. I had not even heard it. So she was that close, and she never was able to participate in the Olympics outside of 1940, was she?
Well, she never actually competed.
That's so sad.
She was named. They had all of their suits and everything created. And for the year 1940, almost every competition, she wore her Olympic uniform. It was only like one of her last races, which was kind of sweet. I mean, she wore her Beaver Dam uniform.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, it sounds like, a lot of people like me are going to have a chance to learn about Maddie Horn, too, because you're going to actually be doing a presentation over there at the Beaver Dam Area Community Library, the temporary one, mind you. Don't go to the old one.
Right. It's the one on North Spring Street, kind of across from the mall on North Spring Street.
And that's going to be tomorrow.
Yes, tomorrow night at 6 p.m.
Okay, you come out at 6 p.m. How long can people expect this to last when they get out there?
Well, actually, it's a documentary that I did, way back in 1996 or 7. And so I'll be showing that. It's about a half an hour. And then I have a bunch of newsreels of Maddie actually skating. And you'll actually be able to see her skate in three races. I also have some local film from Charlie Starkweather and a Dr. Corso, and that was for Maddie Horn Tribute Day. She was it really is heartwarming in the fact that it was getting towards the end of her career, and Beaver Dam decided to have a tribute day, and nearly 30 skaters, speed skaters, came to Beaver Dam to honor her and to skate at Tahoe Park. I mean, it wasn't a competition or anything. They were just invited, and they decided that, yeah, they were, and they came from all across the northern Midwest.
It shows the admiration and respect that she had gathered throughout her career.
She was liked by everyone except for one skater. And there's an amazing story there, too, where this person, she envied Maddie very much, did not treat Maddie well on the ice. There were a lot of fouls and things like that.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. She actually, what happened was, remember that successor, when she first started, there was one woman who was very good, and she named Maddie as the person that she thought would take over the sport. And there was another skater called Dot Franey, and she did not like that at all.
Because she thought it should have been her?
Yeah. And also there was one incident. When Maddie skated, she really flailed her hands. And one time, accidentally, she actually hit Dot. And Dot went flying off the ice. And Dot always thought she did that on purpose. But
she kept her seats.
She didn't. And so one time, just towards the very end of both of their careers, they're racing, and Maddie's ahead by maybe 2 feet. And so they're, you know, as they're skating, their skates, you know, go up. And Dot Franey actually grabbed her skate and threw her off the ice. She was booed off the ice. Dot Franey was.
Was she disqualified?
Yes.
Okay, all right. I had to make sure.
And she never skated again after that.
That was it?
Yep. Not Maddie. Dot Franey.
Yeah, but that was it. Was that her choice, or was that a, you are no longer allowed to be skating in our competition?
No, that was kind of her choice, because she would get booed everywhere she went after that.
Okay. Well, that's fair enough, Roger. We're talking with Roger Knoll, local historian here. He's going to be having a program tomorrow, The Life of Olympic Skater Maddie Horn. That's tomorrow at 6 p.m. over at the temporary Beaver Dam Community Library, and it starts at 6. So make sure you're there. We got a lot more to talk about, Roger, but we got to throw it to break real quick. But when we come back, we are going to be welcoming on Anita Strike with the Beaver Dam Community Library as well. That's next here on Hometown Today on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
This season, the Bucks are going for it all.
A game winner for the Greek Freak.
Go inside the team's pursuit of a championship on Locked In, the new season of the Behind the Bucks podcast, narrated by Bucks legend Marcus Johnson. Hear from the team stars on why they think they can make history. It's all on Behind the Bucks on the Bucks Plus audio network. Behind the Bucks is presented by Gallagher, your trusted insurance broker and HR and benefits consultant. Available now on Bucks.com/plus, the Bucks app, the new ESPN Wisconsin app, and wherever you get podcasts.
To help those who want to be helped but may not be able to afford it.
That's what PGA Tour winner Grayson Murray had envisioned for a foundation before he sadly took his own life at just 30 years old. His parents channeled their grief into creating the Grayson Murray Foundation, carrying out his vision to help those struggling with mental health and addiction. To donate and learn more, visit GraysonMurrayFoundation.com.
It's the biggest savings event of the year. Menards 11% rebate ends Thanksgiving Day. Save big money on everything you need for any project. We've got something for everyone. Homeowners, contractors, DIYers, the kids, and even grandma. Hurry, Menards 11% rebate ends Thanksgiving Day.
Save big money at Menards.
11% mail-in rebate is a merchandise credit check. Good on future in-store purchases. See Menards.com for details.
Hi, I'm Todd Helverson, co-founder and lead trombone for the Paddle City Big Band. We invite you to join us on Sunday, November 23rd, 2 p.m. at the Beaver Dam Area Community Theater's Performing Arts Center for an incredible afternoon of big band music. There's something for everyone. We're also excited to be sharing the stage with guest barbershop quartet It's About Time. They'll be recreating the iconic sounds of the Andrews Sisters and the Glenn Miller Orchestra. Reserve your tickets today at bdact.org. We hope to see you on November 23rd.
Want to go hunting but not sure how to get started? The Wisconsin DNR has you covered. Before you buy that blaze orange, visit dnr.wi.gov. You'll find everything you need to get started with Wisconsin's other favorite fall sport, including hands-on hunting classes, license info, and more. Go wild in Wisconsin and join the hunt today at dnr.wi.gov. Brought to you by the Wisconsin DNR.
Treat yourself to glowing, youthful skin at Basalt Wellness. Their state-of-the-art oxygen facials boost hydration, circulation, and collagen production, leaving your skin brighter, tighter, and more radiant than ever. Indulge in a seasonal facial like Sculpt Pumpkin Mocha, Berry Mimosa, Zombie, or the decadent S'mores Delight. New clients get 10% off facials or waxings through November. And if you're a licensed massage therapist, Basalt Wellness is hiring full or part-time positions. Basalt Wellness, your health and relaxation journey begins here.
Hey, it's Randy from Professional Floor Covering, bringing together friends and neighbors on Hometown Today on your hometown station, 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
Baby, it's a brand new day. Ain't no clouds hanging over me.
And welcome back to Hometown Today on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. Hometown Today is brought to you by Professional Floor Covering. It's also brought to you by McKinstry's Home Furnishings in downtown Beaver Dam. We have Roger Knoll in the building, but we also have Anita Strike in here with us as well with the Beaver Dam Community Library. And Anita, there's always, first of all, something to do at the library.
Right.
But a lot of people are also curious about how it's going with the actual construction and the temporary home.
I think it's going awesome. We've really settled into that place, and we've been able to provide our same services, and people are still excited to come to the library. And as far as I know, construction is going as planned.
I love to hear that. Yeah. It's always the biggest thing with something like this. You're just crossing your fingers and hoping everything goes to plan. But it sounds like everything that you guys are doing is carried over.
Definitely. And we're trying out new things because it's a new space a little bit, you know. And people are really – the children's space, they're really enjoying that. We have a lot of families coming in and using it. And we're in a new neighborhood, so we're attracting new people too, which is really exciting for us.
I imagine it's almost a blessing in disguise to be able to just be in front of
people. Oh, now you're in my neighborhood. I can just walk here. And so we have a lot of people doing that. Probably not in the wintertime, but –
Well, which is fair. I'm probably not doing too much walking once it gets too dark and cold.
Right.
But that's all right, because once you get in there, there's a bunch of – first of all, you have the great books. But I remember you guys have – it goes beyond that now with the library.
Right. So we have adventure passes to many different local Wisconsin attractions. All you need is a library card and know when have to know when you're going to go. We also have the Beyond Books collection. So we have STEM kits for kids. We have memory kits for someone who wants to do their memory. And we're coming up on winter, and we have those happy lights. I think we have two of them. So have you – That light therapy in the
I remember.
Time.
You were trying to talk me into it. I might have to make
you
this
gotta
happen.
Yeah, come and check it out. We also have like meditation cards or relaxation stuff for relaxation and mental health as well. So, yeah, we're trying to expand too beyond that.
Well, every time you go over there, you guys, first of all, have something new, but you also have like great things like what Roger's going to be putting on tomorrow
Definitely. We're so excited to be able to fit Roger into the space. It's going to look a little bit different in the space. Our program space, just for people who are coming, is way towards the back, and we have staff that are at the welcome desk that'll show people back. But I think we'll still be able to have an awesome program, don't you think, Roger?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well,
it's going to be awesome. Roger sells himself short. Even when he gives me his sheet when he comes in, he puts Roger Knoll, comma, a guy.
Yeah.
Like, that is so not true.
Yeah.
You're Roger Knoll, local legend and historian is what it should be.
Mm-hmm.
But before we go any further, I should have pointed this out before. Where is a temporary library if people don't know where it's going to be?
If you don't know where it is, it's at 1701 North Spring Street. So we're still on the same street, but we're just a little bit farther north, right next to Aldi's and in the same building as Noble Clinic.
It's too easy up there.
Or Kitty Corner from Tower Lane.
It used to be Bassett Furniture.
Or Kmart.
Kmart.
Wow. That's before my time. I still see the shadows of the Kmart on there, but I've never known what's going on over there. See, that's why we have local historians in the building too.
Right.
Well, and can we talk a little bit more about this event tomorrow? Because I'm starting to learn so much that I didn't even realize.
For sure.
First of all, this woman was this close from competing in the Olympics and in World War II hits our world, and now she's not able to do that.
Right.
So can you tell us a little bit, too, whether it be – you mentioned she had rivalries. Well, rivalry. What else is about Maddie Horn that people can expect to learn tomorrow?
Well, she actually held 10 world records. And amazingly
– bury the lead, Roger. Come on.
And amazingly, she still holds one today.
What is the record that she still holds?
220-yard dash.
That's unbelievable because the equipment wasn't nearly as good. I mean, that's insane. Were they doing hand times back then?
Yeah. But
you had to probably have multiple to make sure that you could average it out.
I got to tell you, in 1972, they changed to kilometers.
Okay.
But think – I mean, the record was set in 1937. So it ran from 1937 until 1972.
It's a huge accomplishment.
That's amazing.
You don't see that with even modern Olympics. Yeah. It's always broken every 4 years now. Mm-hmm. It's gotten crazy. The part that stood out to me in the first block is that back when she was growing up, you mentioned that she was going to Oconomowoc to practice. This isn't like you're hopping on the highway going 75. That is a trek back then.
Well, there was an ice rink at Tahoe, and they lived on Haskell Street. So she could, practice there, get down. But, for her to compete, she had to be with the Oconomowoc speed skating team.
Yeah, and that's, I don't even know how fast those cars were going back then. I'd be going 20 miles an hour. I felt like everybody, you hit a tree and it was over for everybody in the car.
Right.
I ain't playing with that. So there's also going to be refreshments in a raffle. I'm a big raffle person, so very curious as to what this is.
It's free, by the way. It's a free drawing. Yeah.
Money. So what are we raffling out for?
I'm not sure.
Okay, here's what I have. We have a Beaver Dam, Wisconsin Centennial book, which was created in 1941, so it's almost, 80 years old now. We have my two books.
Which are very cool.
I believe it.
Yeah. We have Fred McMurray's biography book, and we have a set of 1972 postcards of Beaver Dam.
That is too cool. So that is what we're thinking that is going to be raffled off?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just to give you some idea, to go on the internet now and to buy those things, the Centennial book is around $100.
Trust me, I was more or less like, are you sure you're parting with this, Roger?
My books are $25. The Fred McMurray biography is $75. And the postcards are $20.
Well, that's one of those things I don't even know if you're going to want to actually use. You must want to just hold on to these and keep them at that
frame
point.
Them.
I have so many.
I don't blame you, though. I mean, it's a passion for you. You love history.
Oh, yeah.
So it doesn't really matter what sector. I've actually always been curious about this. So sorry to go off the beaten path. Is there something in history that has especially attracted you over the years?
Well, I've said this so many times, but the one thing that just amazed me, when I was working down at the Historical Society, I would take, and a lot of times there aren't a ton of people coming through, so you'd kind of just be sitting there at the front desk. But I used to – they have bound the original Beaver Dam newspapers, and so they're just huge books. And so I'd take a year and I'd just start going through it. So this was in 1881, and – what happened, the headline said something like, kids or children run into Beaver Dam screaming. And so I'm reading the story, and it's at a place called Denning's Point, kind of like at the end of where Denning Street is. There used to be like a marsh area. I mean, because like Lakeshore Drive is like all filled in. That used to be all marsh. These kids came screaming into the city, just scared out of their wits. The parents sit them down and say, well, what's going on? They go, well, we were playing up at Denning's Point, and out of the marsh came this ship, and they called it an airship, and it rose up, and they said it had bright lights, and the bright lights were going around. They said it was cigar-shaped. Now, you got to remember, back in the day, cigars were thick in the middle and tapered, so obviously looking very much like a saucer.
That's what I was going to say, UFO.
And they said the lights just kept going, and then it just took off. And these kids were so scared. Well, I would have been scared too. And these kids came, and of course the adults are just going, yeah, right.
Yeah,
right. But yeah, it was that was the most amazing thing I think I've ever read that happened in Beaver Dam.
And did you say 1881?
1881, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so back then, it's even before planes and stuff. It's not like these kids
would have
any reason.
Oh, that's why it was called an airship, yeah.
Yeah, there's no reason for them to be lying about this. That's insane. Well, I love that. You're walking literally like encyclopedia, Roger. I always love having you in here. We do have to take a quick bottom-of-the-hour news break. We're going to be talking with Diana Ogle on the other side about the Park Village Shopping Center. But we have so much more to talk about, and we're going to have you both on again with us in the fourth block to hear a little bit more about this presentation. And we got to dive more into the library about what's going on over there and when we're going to be able to get back into that new building.
Right.
Can't wait for it.
Yeah.
That'll be coming up right after the break here on Hometown Today on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. From Chicago to Charlotte, ICE agents beginning an enforcement operation in a new U.S. city. At least 80 people detained over the weekend. ABC's Faith Abube is there.
Dozens of people rounded up in an immigration crackdown in Charlotte, North Carolina. Customs and Border Patrol agents descending on the city this weekend in what the Trump administration is calling Operation Charlotte's Web.
North Carolina Governor Josh Stein says the ICE surge is stoking fear and not making Charlotte safer. A reversal for President Trump, who is now encouraging Republicans to vote in favor of releasing all the files related to Jeffrey Epstein when a vote comes up on it tomorrow. The skies over the United States returning to normal. The FAA has lifted all flight reductions that were implemented at 40 major airports amid the federal government shutdown. AAA predicting almost 82 million Americans will be traveling over Thanksgiving week either by airplane or by car. This is ABC News.
Still broadcasting comfortably from the Slumberland Furniture Studio. You're listening to 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
Today's news and sports headlines are brought to you by Prairie Ridge Health. They're here for every age and stage of life. Find more information at prairieridge.health.
From the Daily Dodge News Center, I'm Terry Bell. A Lomira teenager is recovering from serious burns after accidentally starting a small fire Saturday night. Dodge County deputies say the 16-year-old was trying to melt plastic keys with a lighter when a bottle of rubbing alcohol caught fire. The teen was flown to Children's Hospital in Milwaukee. Their injuries are serious, but they should recover. A bill in the state legislature would regulate data centers in Wisconsin. Beloit State Senator Mark Spreitzer's bill would require data centers to get at least 70% of their energy from renewable sources. They would also have to pay fair wages and publicly report their water and energy usage. Families in Mayville affected by last spring's tornado are rebuilding with the help of their neighbors. Donations to the Mayville Tornado Relief Fund helped 34 families pay for repairs not covered by insurance. Mayor Rob Belk says it shows the true spirit of Mayville. Former State Attorney General Brad Schimel has been named the interim federal prosecutor for the Eastern District of Wisconsin. The Waukesha County judge lost a bid for the Wisconsin Supreme Court in April. This week is Winter Weather Awareness Week. The Wisconsin Division of Emergency Management says it only takes most people a few minutes to get ready for the season. You should check your furnace and make sure you have emergency kits in your home and car. 96 people died from the cold in Wisconsin last winter. I'm Terry Bell, reporting from the Daily Dodge News Center. Submit your news tips at DailyDodge.com.
Award-winning news you can count on. WBEV.
In sports, the Packers stopped a two-game slide with a 27-20 win over the Giants in New York yesterday. Jordan Love tossed a pair of touchdown passes, and Evan Williams picked off Jameis Winston in the end zone late to secure the victory. Packers lost running back Josh Jacobs to a knee injury, does not appear season-ending. Green Bay hosts Minnesota next Sunday. Wisconsin's not going bowling in 2025 after losing to Indiana 31-7. They'll not be bowl eligible. They will host Illinois on Saturday night, 6:30, the kickoff in Madison on 95.3. Badger men's basketball tonight hosts Southern Illinois Edwardsville. 6:30 the broadcast time on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam. The Bucks in Cleveland tonight, 5:30 on 95.3 WBEV. Mayville will play for the WIAA Division 5 State Football Championship on Thursday at 4 o'clock against Northwestern. You can hear all the high school football championship games on the ESPN Wisconsin app. That's your Daily Dodge Sports Center. I'm Wade Bates on 95.3 WBEV.
At Prairie Ridge Health, our orthopedic and sports medicine team is committed to personalized care that meets your individual needs. From arthritis to complex sports injuries, we treat a wide range of conditions with the latest in both surgical and non-surgical options. We're here to help you move better and feel stronger. Now seeing patients in Beaver Dam, Columbus, and Sun Prairie. Learn more at prairieridge.health. Prairie Ridge Health, inspired by you.
Today's news and sports headlines were brought to you by Prairie Ridge Health. They're here for every age and stage of life. Find more information at prairieridge.health.
Hosting a community event or just looking for something fun to do in our area? Visit the events page on dailydodge.com. Presented by Watertown Regional Medical Center.
Blend of clouds and sun today with daytime highs approaching 44. Northwesterly winds around 5 miles per hour. A mix of rain and snow possible at times. Tonight, lows dip down to about 33. Cloudy skies expected. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow. Mixed precipitation likely. High of 39. A dusting of snow tonight. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on 95.3 WBEV. Powered by Daily Dodge. Right now, it's 33 degrees.
Now at Leroy's, your old-fashioned meat market in Fox Lake, Horicon, and Ripon, it's turkey month, but there's also great cow deals, too. Move over for a limited supply of Angus steak patty 4-packs, 8 ounces each for only $10 per package. There's also choice boneless chuck roast for $7.99 a pound as well. Also at Leroy's, there's 5-pound boxes of raw, shell-on, wild-caught Gulf shrimp, just $39.99 per box. Bone-in stuffed pork chops is on sale, too, for only $2.99 per pound. Enjoy bread and dessert specials from the Amish Country Kitchen Bakery. Saturdays in Fox Lake, get the Hunter's Box with a variety of Leroy's famous sausages, beef strips, and cheeses. Only $79. Order those Thanksgiving meals with ham or turkey dinners and traditional sides for just $79. Order the 21st, pick up the 26th. Pre-order fresh Thanksgiving turkey, just $3.89 a pound. Sizes range from 12 to 24 pounds. Order November 19th for pickup on the 21st. Remember, no one beats Leroy Meat.
Hi, it's Randy from Professional Floor Covering, bringing you Hometown Today on your hometown station, 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
And welcome back to Hometown Today on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. And I heard it through the grapevine that we have Diana Ogle on the phone lines this morning. Diana, how are you today?
I am blessed, unstoppable, and highly favored today.
I love to hear that, as I always love to hear your voice on a Monday morning. Nothing brings us better into the week than hearing from you. And Diana, this is the last full week that we're going to have to worry about until it's Turkey Day. And Turkey
gobble,
Day,
gobble.
Everything gobble, gobble over there at Park Village Shopping Center. Where do we need to go?
Well, I'll tell you what, we got you covered. We got you covered. So Fox Brothers Piggly Wiggly, you can get everything you need. I'm particularly fond of fresh cranberries. I'm particularly fond of that. Some people like it in the can. That's good. I like mine fresh. So you can get those there, cook it up, put a little orange zest in it. Body.
Nice.
Got it going on. Get your wine, your cheese, all your stuff there. Stuffing, you can get that there. You can get your turkey. You can get your yams. You can get your hot cross buns. You name it, we got it. We got you covered there. You know, and you and I have talked about this, and I'm telling you, if we don't do this ice cream thing, we're going to get thrown in ice cream jail.
We are. We are. 31 flavors over there at Baskin-Robbins.
31 of them. And you can even get an ice cream cake that looks like a turkey.
You can get an ice cream cake that looks like a turkey, Diana.
Well, who wouldn't want that? It doesn't taste like a turkey.
I hope
it looks
not.
Like a turkey. No, who would want that? But, you know, I would eat, if it's ice cream, you tell me that, I'll eat it. You know, it doesn't matter to me. You
as long as it's cold, Diana, meal. You got it? You're all good?
We're all good. We're good.
Well, I started seeing, too, I got to walk through Ollie's for the first time last week. Diana, they have something for everybody in there.
Mike, they have wiper blades, bedding, they have rugs, they have kids' toys. They have, if you're looking to get books for your littles for Christmas, that is the place to go. They have an incredible selection of books from toddlers all the way up to teens and that. And I'm telling you, I'm a big proponent of putting books in kids' hands. Readers are leaders, my friend, and that is the place to go and get that. You know, they've got bedding, they got throws, they got furniture. You got to go over there and get yourself some sweet corn popcorn.
Wow, I haven't had that. I tell you what, sweet corn popcorn.
Sweet corn popcorn. It's pretty darn tasty. So you can get that over at Ollie's, and of course, right next door, we got Hobby Lobby. When you want to zhuzh up your holiday table, where else are you going to go, Wally? Where?
You got to go to Hobby Lobby.
Hobby Lobby. I mean, my husband Greg, luckiest man in the whole world. I tell him that every day. God love him. when I walk into Hobby Lobby, he goes, "Why do they call you by name when you walk in?" So I come in here all the time because of my job, but I do. He goes, they always go, "Hey, Diana, good to see you again." He goes, "What does again mean? What does that mean?"
He's like, "You live here." Diana,
I know, I do. I got a little place in the back just kind of hanging out. But they got such great deals. All of their fall stuff is 50 to 60% off.
That's unbelievable. Well, see, I'm going to give a cheat code. Diana, I'm giving away my secret right here, but I suck at giving Christmas gifts. They're just spend an hour walking around the Park Village Shopping Center. It's going to give you a million ideas. There's literally something for everybody.
Gift cards are the perfect fit for everybody. Because, you know, you get to the certain point where it's like Greg and I are now going through, we've moved back into our house that got hit by the tornado. We're not physically in it yet, but all the boxes and everything are in there. So we just have this amazing maze going through the house with boxes and boxes. So I'm going through all this stuff, and Stephanie Bradley, God love her, and my good friend Stacey Griswold, they were helping me unpack stuff in my kitchen, to which Stephanie Bradley looked at me and said, "How many spatulas do you need, Mama? I mean, really?
You need one for every occasion."
I think you do. You need one for every occasion. So here's the thing. You can get totes at Ollie's, pack your stuff up. I'm going to drop it off at St. Vinny's, but I'm here to tell you, you can do all your gift shopping. I don't need any more stuff. You can get me gift cards. I don't like to miss a meal, Wally. I really don't.
Oh, I don't either, Diana. You almost took the words out of my mouth. I caught word that we have another pizza place that's coming to Park Village Shopping Center.
We do. Papa John's is coming. Papa John's is coming.
Let's bring it home. Bring it home, Diana.
Body, I'm telling you. So we're because Shaquille O'Neal and Peyton Manning are part of that deal. So we actually have been in talks with those cats.
You know what? Nothing surprises me more. We need to throw Diana in front of Shaq and in front of Peyton. And I know we'll be set up.
We'll be good to go. I mean, I can't jump as high as Shaq can. I can't even touch his hands if he puts them high in the air, for God's sake.
I still bet on you defensively there.
Oh, yeah. I can cut him off at the knees. Well, I can do it.
Diana.
So we've got a lot of good things coming. You know, Papa John's is coming, and where Arlo's used to be, we're in talks with something that's going to be perfect for this area. I can't tell you what it is, but I just gave you a clue.
Ooh,
I know. Think about that a minute. So all your shopping needs are right there. Gift cards, we got it going on. Your turkey fixings, everything. Get your desserts. Do what you got to do. I mean, you can get your laundry done. You just spend the whole day there doing what you got to do. You know what I'm saying?
I absolutely know what you're saying, and I'm going to be following your advice. First of all, ice cream, go to Ollie's, and then who knows where the night takes you. But Diana,
I don't know.
I got to hear it. You know what I got to ask for you on the way out the door?
I shop Park Village Shopping Center. You should too.
$1 million. Diana Ogle, you are the greatest person. Thank you so much, as always.
You're the rockstar, bomb.com. Love you guys. You guys are awesome.
We love you back, Diana. We'll be talking with you next Monday, if not sooner. I'll tell you what.
Bye-bye.
Well, that's going to send us into our final break today. When we come back, we have Anita Strike and Roger Noll in the building. We have to continue talking about what is coming up tomorrow and beyond over there at the library. That's next on Hometown Today on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
Get ready for an exciting hour of wellness with Dr. Ali Kinsey from Generations Chiropractic. This Tuesday at 11:10 a.m. on 95.3 WBEV, Dr. Ali will be taking over the mic to share her expert insights on chiropractic care. From her specialized pediatric treatments to prenatal care, custom-tailored plans, and a range of techniques to keep your spine and health in top shape, she's got you covered. Have questions? Call or text in. Dr. Ali is ready to answer them all. Learn all about how to boost your health with Dr. Ali this Tuesday at 11:10 a.m.
Take your shot at amazing prizes with the Daily Dodge Deer Hunter Contest presented by Seed Extreme and Leroy Meats. If you harvest a deer, submit a picture to DailyDodge.com November 22nd through the 30th. Then December 4th through the 11th, fans will vote on their favorite. Prizes from Seed Extreme and Leroy Meats will be awarded to the first and second place in the adult category and one winner in the youth category. Find more details at DailyDodge.com.
Hello, this is Sandy from McKinstry's Home Furnishings in downtown Beaver Dam. I invite you to stop in and discover the Power Lift Chair Recliners. We have the largest selection in Dodge County, ready and available for prompt delivery. With the touch of a button, these chairs lift you to a standing position or recline you to a comfortable nap. You can even get a lift chair with heat massage or with an adjustable headrest and lumbar support. Some models even have cup holders and wireless phone chargers. There are a variety of sizes in stock, from small to the big man's. Prices only start at $599. Don't worry about the power going out because the lift chairs come with a battery backup. Delivery is free. If your loved one needs a lift chair in their room at an assisted living facility, McKinstry's will deliver it. McKinstry's Home Furnishings, downtown Beaver Dam. Use the entrance in the tower parking lot, which is handicap accessible.
McKinstry's Home Furnishings, year after year, McKinstry's.
As we all live longer, age really is just a number, but retirement is so much more than one. Hi, I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Monica Magali, and I want to know what retirement means to you. Together, we can take a look at the big picture and make a strategy to help you reach your goals. Because you can't prepare for the unexpected if you don't know where you're headed. Call me at 920-392-5181 or stop in at 203 Corporate Drive, Suite 300 in Beaver Dam today. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Save big money on your kitchen update at Menards. Transform everyday spaces into gathering places with custom-craft countertops from Menards. Countertops are the center of the home, and we offer stylish options with durability that will last for years to come. Check out our kitchen showrooms in-store or visit Menards.com and get a free design estimate today. Plus, view our weekly flyer for many other great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
Hey, Doc, nice office. Quick question. If you had to choose, would you give yourself a root canal or run payroll?
Run payroll, no question.
Seriously? Have you run payroll before?
Paying my team with Gusto couldn't be easier. Gusto gives me unlimited payroll runs, next day direct deposits, and automatically files my taxes. Saves me time.
Wow, that's nice.
Over here, Doc. Can I run payroll too?
Choose payroll without the pain. Visit gusto.com/radio to sign up for free.
What do you give the person who's always at their desk? X-Chair. This holiday, give next level comfort with X-Chair ergonomic seating. Dynamic variable lumbar support and SciFloat Infinite Recline has your back. X-Chair elevates work, gaming, projects with everyday comfort. During the X-Chair holiday sale, you can save up to 50% site-wide. Don't wait. These deals won't last. Visit xchair.com and save up to 50% today. That's xchair.com.
Hey, this is Randy from Professional Floor Covering, welcoming you back to Hometown Today on your hometown station, 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
Morning.
Welcome back to Hometown Today on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. Hometown Today is presented by Professional Floor Covering, also brought to you by McKinstry's Home Furnishings in downtown Beaver Dam, who invites you to stop in and discover the Power Lift Chair Recliners. They've got the largest selection in Dodge County, ready and available for prompt delivery. With the touch of a button, these chairs lift you to a standing position or recline you down to a comfortable nap. You can even get a lift chair with heat and massage, or with adjustable headrest and lumbar support. Yes, some models even have cup holders and wireless phone chargers. There's a variety of sizes in stock, from small all the way up to the big man's, with prices starting at just $599. And don't worry about the power going out, because these lift chairs come with a battery backup. And as always, delivery is free. So if one of your loved ones needs a lift chair in their room at an assisted living facility, McKinstry's will get it delivered. McKinstry's Home Furnishings in downtown Beaver Dam. Use the entrance in the tower parking lot, which is handicap accessible. We head back down to the Daily Dodge TV studio and more with Wally.
Thank you very much, Kale. And we're going to kind of go rapid fire here over this last little bit, because we still have a lot to talk about. And I'm joined, as always, today, or not always, but we're happy to have Roger Knoll, who's a local historian in the building, and Anita Strike, who's doing so much great things over at the community library. And Anita, we have to talk about your partnership with Workforce Development and their career navigation program.
So what is that? We just started it at the end of October, where we have this pilot program in Beaver Dam, working with Melanie Schneider from Workforce Development. She's a career navigator. So anyone that's looking to find a job, not sure how to write a resume, trying to find job things or navigate workforce development, if you need to find clothes to go to an interview, she can help you with all of that. Also, if you need childcare so you can go to an interview, she helps to connect you with resources for that. So, and she's in the library twice a month, from 1 to 3, and I can give you the dates coming up through December.
Absolutely.
December 4th, and that's from 1 to 3, and then on the 18th. And she was already in November at the library twice.
And so, you can look this up on your guys' website as
right,
well, correct?
Right, yes. It's under our VEGA program, which is our library calendar. All the dates are on there, as well as on our Facebook page.
Okay, so you can
and
either...
And stop in the library, too.
That's a great point.
A
There's
calendar.
Like three different avenues
yeah,
you can go.
Yeah, we have a print calendar still, too, that you can get if you're into print stuff.
Well, and if you're in the building, we were talking about during the break, Roger and I are fascinated about the Rokus
right.
and the hotspots that you guys
right,
offer over
right.
there.
So, yeah, we just started this last year offering Rokus and hotspots, and all you need to do is be 18 and have a library card, and you can check out a Roku or a hotspot. A Roku has Netflix, Disney, Paramount Plus, and more on there.
And you don't have to have your own account for that?
No, you don't need to have your account. The library has an account.
That is amazing.
Right, right. And the hotspot, too, if you don't have Wi-Fi at home or you want to try out. I think we have 8 of them or something like that through U.S. Cellular T-Mobile. So if you're looking to try to switch and to T-Mobile or something and see if it works in your area, too.
There's so many different mm-hmm. things. Well, and the Netflix, that's a cheat code in real life. You don't want to go out and pay for these
right,
different services.
Right, right. And we also offer DVDs, but if you don't have a DVD player anymore, this is the option that we've found for streaming video that seems to be working well for people.
Well, I'm happy to hear that. And again, make sure you go to the website, the Facebook page, or stop into the new location. Where is that?
1701 North Spring Street, right next to Aldi.
All right, so if you know where Aldi's is, you're going to find the temporary library.
Definitely.
So look out for that. Make sure you check in. One of the things going on tomorrow, we have Roger Knoll in the building.
We're excited.
I bet you're excited. I was excited this morning learning about a wonderful woman in Maddie Horn that I didn't realize all that she did and how what she had to overcome to get to what she did.
And there are two tragedies. You got to come and see the program. But, I mean, her career was almost over twice. And she came back even better.
Well, what pushed you? I know we only have about 2-3 minutes left, but what pushed you to dive in as much as you did to her and now to be able to put on this program for people?
Well, down at the Historical Society, I'm glad you asked that, that they have, you know, a lot of their trophies, a lot of her trophies, and memorabilia. What Matty Horn's family did is they donated these huge books. Where they were basically scrapbooks, and they've got to be like 3 feet by 2 feet. And they were just every one of them filled with pictures and photographs and articles that Matty collected over the years. So, I mean, we had her entire life right there. And so that's really, I mean, I could see the possibility of actually telling a story. And that's why I did it.
Well, we're happy you did do it. You shared a lot of fun stories already this morning. I can only imagine what they're going to be tomorrow. You said you're going to have that documentary that you put together in the 90s.
Right.
And then that follows. How is that going to look? Will people be able to ask you questions?
Sure. The documentary is about 30 minutes. Then we've got some of the film. For instance, I got a hold of Matty Horn's home movies. And so in her later life, you can see how things – she ended up being she initially, after Beaver Dam, she went to Milwaukee where she, during the war, she was a security guard for – I think it was Alice Chalmers. And then she moved to Oshkosh and worked at the mental institution up there and kept up with all of her athletic events. By the way, she was state champion in softball.
So, really?
Yeah. She was a lifeguard out at Crystal Lake Beach, and we have film of that. So there's a lot of stuff to see. So I think I can get these people out of there by 7 o'clock. But there will be a chance for questions afterwards.
I always regret this is only an hour-long show when I have you two in here. It feels like peanut butter and jelly. It just works. And I really enjoy hearing about this. So I hope people are diving in tomorrow. Go out there. Check out the great things at the library while you're there at the same time is hearing about this amazing woman that came right here from our own backyard. She gets credit, Roger. Right? I'm giving you the what? Move when you're 1 year old. You're Beaver Dam.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, thank you both so much for coming in. Absolutely. That's going to do it for us on this Monday. We'll be back same time, same place tomorrow with another edition of Hometown Today on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.